In the business news today, conventional investing wisdom over the past couple of years held that emerging markets like China, India, and Brazil are volatile but vibrant, whereas developed markets, stable but sluggish. However, it looks like emerging markets might be losing their shine. Jason Bellini is senior producer and reporter at The Wall Street Journal. And Jason, tell us, those emerging markets, how much, if any, have they cooled off?
They've cooled off a bit. And, you know, what's really interesting here is that the markets in these areas, they're in the emerging market areas, they've really taken a hit, especially compared to those of the developed countries, Japan, the United States, European markets. And what's behind all of this is a slowdown in growth and growth expectations for what were red hot economies. And China in particular, which had growth that was so rapid as to be unsustainable, is now, you know, cooling off a bit. They're still going to have growth that's over 7% this year, but the markets are really reacting to the slowdown. They're also reacting to manufacturing being down. Export growth is really down in a lot of these emerging economies. It's most pronounced in India, China, Brazil, and Mexico. The charts are really stunning when you see what's been going on just the last few months. And you've got the MSCI Emerging Markets Index falling nearly 9% this year. Energy companies, they represent 12% of the index. They've lost about 14% of their value.
Okay, so Jason, help me understand this note, because I'm looking at 2012 numbers for China, and GDP growth that year, as you mentioned, was 7.8%. Germany, 0.7%. The U.S., 2.2%. Japan, 1.9%. I mean, we're still talking about, you know, China flexing its muscle, just maybe not as heavily as it used to.
Not as heavily as it used to. That's true. And, you know, the interesting thing here as well is the comparison, because some of these other countries that in the developing world, you know, we mentioned Japan, they're going through what many are describing as a renaissance. And so when you look at the comparison here, they're still selling to China. They're still boosting their sales of cars in particular. And that's because the yen is down significantly. So Japanese companies now log 20% of their overseas sales to China. So it's still a huge market. But again, when you talk about investors, they're looking for growth, growth, growth. And they're seeing that things are not on the same high upward trajectory that they've been in the last, you know, 5-10 years.
Yeah, stratospheric is what they've been. But so what does this mean? I mean, should investors, large or small, kind of give up on emerging markets, or is just sort of brace themselves for yet another period of maybe downward volatility?
Well, you know, there's some opportunity to be found here. Some of the portfolio managers at the Wall Street Journal spoken to has found opportunity in the rising middle class in this part of the world, the developing part of the world. For example, you've got emerging market healthcare stocks. They make up less than 2% of the overall market, but they've risen 6% this year. And then technology, financials, consumer discretionary, those are still down, but not quite as much. And so those two, according to the experts we've spoken to, present some possible opportunities, but it's not the sure. I mean, there's no such thing as a sure bet, of course, but they're not the sure bet that they've been in recent years. And also, you know, this part of the world is also really reacting to what happened in the United States in terms of our monetary policy. And so we're going to see, you know, with interest rates rising, that squeezed credit in parts of the emerging world. So that also is going to have an impact. So you got to take all of these things into consideration.
All right, as always, but I'm hearing no major restructuring of my 401k so far. Jason Bellini, senior producer and reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, still to come, reaction to the verdicts in the murder and racketeering trial of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.